the wheels that surround me. Every day. Jesus be a fence. Jesus be a fence. I don't know about you, but I needed him to be a fence, y'all. Anybody out there felt like to be a fence? Do you need a fence? Jesus be a fence. All around me every day. I need you to guide me. Need you to guide me. Well, I protect.
Just yelling out. Amen. Oh, yeah. We thank God for the men of this church. We thank God. Yes, Lord, for this day. And we thank God for our minister of music who works entirely with all of our choirs. Amen. Good to see Brother Mazik. Amen today. Amen. And I'm just thankful that I'm a senior citizen. I know I got some friends that make it. Have you ever looked around when you was out acting a fool and doing everything you're big enough to do and other folk were trying to be good and they gone and you still here? That's nothing but the grace of God.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.
Be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blunt Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. God, our Father, right now we do thank you for the word of God that you have given unto us. Lord, through this word, we would that you would inform us, inspire us, enlighten us, that we may be able to practice the principles of profit. Thank you for this day that we have taken the time to set out and honor mothers all over the world. Mothers are special to you, and we thank you that your word includes them. Now, Lord, as we prepare to honor them through your word, let your Holy Spirit minister in the way that you have given him authority to do. I release myself to him to do in me, with me, and through me that which pleases you for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let all the saints of God say amen on this Mother's Day. We certainly thank God for the opportunity today to give honor to mothers all over the world, and particularly in our particular geographical locale, and in particular this ministry today that God has granted and gifted us with. And today, as I stand to speak, I have a particular ministering spirit that's been on me since I've known the time of preparation for this Mother's Day message. This is not going to be like the regular Mother's Day messages where we preach and talk back to each other in a sermonic presentation. This is going to be a ministering message that will minister to, for, and about mothers. It's going to be a message that's going to deal with some deep truths that might offend some and might inspire others. It's going to be a message that's going to incorporate and include the experiences of those of us as children, and then it will be relative to those of you who are mothers. And so today, there is a word from the Lord, and especially with the growth of mothers being head of households, and especially in the black community, disrespect of children for those mothers has led upon my heart Exodus 21 and 17. Exodus chapter 21, verse 17. It's a very short verse, but it's a power-packed verse. Exodus 21, verse 17. And it simply says, "And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." And he, no matter who it is, that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. As we look at our text today, and as we look in the Word of God, as there is admonition about honoring, obeying, respecting our parents all through the Word of God. First, because God sees this and views this as right. God organized and established the family structure, the authoritative structure. God has formulated in his own word rules, regulations, commandments, and instructions to help the family to be what God originally intended it to be. But there is now and has been such a continual breakdown of the family structure, the family values, the family standards, and the family activities, and all that relates to the family. And I think I need to say from the offset of this message that there is an evil, destructive force behind the breakdown of this family structure. His name is Satan. Satan desires to tear apart any family, don't care how strong or how weak it is, because if he can break down the moral value, the fiber, and the character a family life, then he will then ensure the wicked ways of men. There's a whole lot that God has given to family life that we won't be able to cover today because it's so extensive. But if we would just grasp one basic fundamental truth, because it's Mother's Day today and we're going to lift up and highlight the mother portion of this verse, because in Eastern countries, even though it was the father who was head of the house who brought and presented the word of God to the family structure, it was the mother who implemented the teachings of that same said word. It was mother who read bedtime stories, and not just something about Mary had a little lamb, and not something just about three little pigs, but about the historicity of the people themselves. Read about and assured them that God was their God, that God had a plan and a purpose for them as a people, and that God expected them to walk, talk, and live as children of Almighty God. And so it was the mother who in the morning inspired and instructed most times the children and the family with these principles so that they could be instilled in them on a daily basis. Yes, the father played his role in preparing and sharing, but it was the mother who had such an intimate touch with the instructions of her children. And so here God takes out time in his word, and it's interesting that he says, and he that curseth. Now, God is not concerned about who it is that's doing the cursing. It doesn't matter if you're high up or low down or somewhere in between, if you're rich or poor, black or white, Jew or Gentile. He doesn't care who it is. He says, he that curseth his father or his mother. Now, the first thing I want to deal with is the word curse. Now, the scripture says curseth, but I want to bring it into its original text and its original meaning and form, which is curse. And I just want to, as I walk through the definition of curse, for you to see whether or not any of these things you have done to curse your mother. First, it says to utter a wish of evil against, to invoke evil upon, to swear at, or to swear in the presence of, to torment, to utter blasphemous words, to have an evil and injurious spirit directed upon one, to use profane words or profane oaths. Now that covers a wide myriad of areas and arenas that we might not see if we just looked at it in the open and general arena. But when you begin to break it down and begin to recognize that this includes many of the things that you may not have expected, there are three basic categories that we will find out we are, again, enemies to the word of God and have done what the word of God says not to do, and that's curse our parents when we have, one, disobeyed them, two, disrespected them, or three, dishonored them. Now you begin to think about it, because this text is placed the word in the present mode, and it says he that curseth. Now, I think I need to say here today, and I think I'll have some witnesses when I say, we all have disobeyed our mothers at one time or another. We all have disrespected our mothers at one time or another. We all have dishonored our mothers through our actions, our deeds. It may not have been directly, but indirectly. Can I get a witness somewhere? But the word is not talking about those who have made a mistake and have repented. It's talking about those who are yet in the present act of participating in disobeying, in disrespecting, and in dishonoring with a motive to do so. The Bible makes clear now, because I need you to understand that. I don't want all of us to think that we're, you know, doomed to hell and that we are cursed to death because we've missed the mark and messed up. Because God has made provisions for that, but he's talking about those who live and reside in the present mode of those activities. Now look at what's important, because I want you to see something here. As the word of God says, and he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death, brings about an interesting observation of our world system and what responses we have in our young people to this text. You see, a whole lot of folk are in things, and things are happening to them, and they don't understand why they're happening to them. Because nobody took the time out to tell them that whether you respect your mama or not, God does. Whether you respect your daddy or not, God does. And there are some children who have gotten to the point where they have gained a little knowledge and a little understanding and think that they know it all concerning parenthood, and they have become so good at judging parents and not yet been parents themselves, have condemned their parents to not living the life right, not talking the life right, not doing the right life. But they don't understand that none of that gives them any leeway or liberty still to disobey, dishonor, or disrespect their parents. Two wrongs, somebody say, don't make a right. And what we need to understand is what God is looking at. My brothers and my sisters, maybe there are some of you here today who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe some of you who have parents who are still yet unsaved, and you have found that you want to give God glory and so forth and so on, and yet you have ungodly parents, and you're trying to pray for them, and you're trying to intercede for them, and they may not be all that they are to be, but God wants you to know that that still gives you no privilege to treat them like you want to. Your accountability is to God himself. Let me just share with you, because you might say this is in the Old Testament, we're going to come back, but it's in the New Testament also. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20 says, children. Now I want you to know that while we consider this to be children under the age of being legal adults, this is all encompassing in as talking about parents having children. Do you know it don't matter how old you get, you're still going to be your parents' children? I think I need to say that again, because it just went over somebody's head. It don't matter if you get to be legal age and you're adult, you're a man or you're a woman. Don't care how much man you are and how much woman you are. If you're still here and mama's still here and daddy's still here, you're still their children. Now look at what the word says. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. For this is well-pleasing. What is? That you obey them in all things. Now, it brings up an interesting question. Do you know what all things are? See, there may be some things that mama don't have a natural degree in, but it don't mean that she has not been given common sense and mother's wit and wisdom to know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. Mama may not know her name written big as this wall and may not have the ability to write and read, but there are some things that God has given to every mother that teaching and schooling and education can't give to mama. I want you to understand that there are some things that are inherent and inbred in mothers that God has given because God knew the need of a mother in a family structure and how important her role would be to the developing and to the sustaining and to the maintaining of the family structure. So there are just some things that God gave mama he didn't even give to daddies. I wish I had some mothers to help me here. Why is God so concerned about this? Because here again, God in his infinite wisdom, looking from eternity to eternity, understood the plot of man, understood man's own demise, and understood what would need to be practiced in order to keep his structure together. And so here today, as we begin to look again at another scripture in the New Testament, you find Ephesians 6 and 2 where it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. God said, if you want to live a long life, obey your mama and your daddy. If you want to live a long life, respect them and honor them. If you want to live a long life, obey the teachings and the commandments. Listen, it doesn't come from mama, it comes through mama. It comes from God. And so many of us who in the black family recognize that most mothers today having to be mama and daddy, I think you need to understand and I think you need to appreciate the fact that sometime mama might have to use unconventional means to raise her children. When daddy ain't on the scene, mama has to be mama and daddy. And so sometimes if mama's a little harder than mamas usually are, it's because she's playing the role of two people. If mama has to be lenient and yet firm at the same time, it's because she's trying to play the role of two people. If mama is trying to be the one who is so sensitive and yet has to be the disciplinarian, it's because she's trying to play the role of two people. And I need you to understand, she's trying to give you a little bit of what she's able to give you from a mother's perspective and drawing from all of her experience, knowing that there is not a man there trying to guide in the same way and in the same truth that a man who's supposed to be there do what a father does. She has to do that job and her job. And sometimes, I don't know if you know it, but it gets a little rough when you got to do your job and somebody else's job. Mothers have been given something in addition to strong stomachs. I wish I had a witness here. You know, there are just some things, even when you look at birth and life and so forth, and you know, usually got the man, you know, when he's around and he's in the structure, he all that and more, you know, he got a baby and all of that. Some of them scared to go in the operating room. Now, they ain't got to have a baby. They just got to be there when the baby come out. They ain't even man enough to go in there and be there. Some of them, you know, manly and all of that, but can't stand the smell of a baby's diaper when it's been soiled. Come on, mothers, you can say amen. Don't let them scare you now. When a baby pukes up and he gets with oozing. And the mother just, you know, oh, that's all right. When the baby's there slobbing and drooling and everything, you know, oh, that's so cute to mama. They're like, wipe his mouth, wipe his mouth. That's nasty. Mother's stomach strong. She loves him. That's, you know, oh, that's goo-goo-goo sweet stuff there. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking to some mothers here now. I mean, they're strong. When that baby is hurting in the middle of the night and mama's tired just like daddy, mama's usually the first one who makes the break from the bed. When dad is in dreamland, mama could be in dreamland, but there is such an invisible cord of connection that takes mama out of dreamland. And sometimes daddy don't even know she's looking on him till she gets back and shake the bed too much. I wish I had a witness here. Mamas have had to work two jobs, three jobs, degrading jobs, had to put up with stuff on jobs, not for you, not for herself, but for you. Did things, suffered and sacrificed things, not for herself, but for you. So many of us don't understand that God say, don't curse somebody who's been better to you than you've been to yourself. Don't curse somebody who makes a way to put food on your table. Don't curse somebody who has carried you 9 months or whatever the term has been in her body, stretching her body, feeling the load and the pain of the transition and the transformation of life going on the inside, having pains in the morning but got to get up and keep on going, doing what she's got to do, trying to make life worthwhile, and yet many times we don't appreciate mama. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand here, because God wants us to know that we curse mother not just in the literal sense of cursing and using vulgar and profane language, but we curse mother when we disobey the laws of mother. See, God has given her authority over her children as well. And so when she lays down a law, you've got to understand that that law is honored by God. Now listen, what you've got to understand is she has to account to God for her motherhood. She has to account to God for her own self. And so when God gives her that authority, she is respected by God, and God will honor her law. No, you may not see nowhere in the book where the Bible says you got to come in by a certain time, but if mama says it, and she said, now you be in by 10, by 11. Well, of course, these days it ain't that. It's you be in by 2 or 3. Oh, don't get quiet on me here now. It's that kind of law. If mother has given you responsibilities and accountabilities, then it is your responsibility by the word of God to obey her. No, cleaning up your room ain't in the Bible. Washing the dishes ain't in the Bible. Picking up after yourself ain't in the Bible. Talking on the phone too long ain't in the Bible. Making good grades, it ain't in the Bible. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. All of those laws that mother lays down, God honors. Why? Because she's accountable to God for you. Listen what the word say. Train up a child. Train up. And when there is no training, the child don't grow up. The child grows out. Somebody ought to hear me here. And if the child, and the whole picture of it, an illustration is, withdrawing from an agricultural metaphor, when you plant a seed and then you nurture it, and as it starts to grow, you've got to prop it up and tie it up so as it grows like you want it to grow. Vines and tree-like vines have to be given a direction to grow. Otherwise, they will grow like they want to grow. Wherever powers are pulling them to grow, that's the way they'll grow. And so you got to understand that God has given that to mothers, and we need to recognize to those mothers who are the mothers of the household that awesome responsibility. And isn't that something, the way, and y'all just excuse me, but fathers cannot take their responsibility serious, and it's not as easy for a mother to walk away from a child like a father can walk away from a child. And yet it seems to be that the mother gets the worst end of the stick when it comes to respect from the children. Children grow up and they start getting a little size on them. Mama might be short, mama might be small, mama might be thin, they might be tall, they might be big, but I'm here to tell you that God is still on mama's side. Don't care how big you get, how old you get. Listen, mama don't have to take a stick and knock you down. She can get down on her knees and have a little talk with God. Oh, don't make me rush it. Don't make me rush it. Don't make me rush it. You need to know mama don't always have to put her hands on you, but she knows somebody who she can call up who can put his hands on you. I thank God. I thank God for mothers. I thank God for mothers. I thank God for mothers because of what God has given them in terms of responsibility. My brothers and sisters, my personal love for my mother grows every day, every week, every month, every year. There are just some things I didn't understand as a child that my mother had gone through for me. There are some sacrifices I didn't understand that my mother made for me. That many times she gave up her desires for my desires. That many days she gave up her comfort for my comfort. Gave up her care for my care. There are so many things that she